Without the ones like you, who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you, with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Philip has just lost the respect of the youth league football team he coaches. He was asked what New England should do in the draft, and his answer was objectively terrible. The Athletic just wrote a great article about this, but Philip doesn't have the Athletic or the respect of a boisterous group of 11-year-olds who once looked up to him. Learn from Philip's error, get the Athletic, and get the info you need to speak draft fluently.
What is up, TFA fam? In this video, I'm going to tell you why Austin Ekeler is locked in as a top five running back for the 2021 fantasy football season right now. So let's just jump right into this. Let me start off with this. Austin Ekeler already did it. He was already a top five back. If we go back to 2019, he was RB4 in full PPR leagues, RB5 in half PPR leagues. And if you're going to sit there and say, well, it's only because of his catches, but RB8 in standard leagues from weeks 1 to 16. So he's already done it. So let's get that out of the way. I don't think this should be a hot take, but he's not being currently ranked as a top five guy, and I think he absolutely should be. Looking at his limited action last year, if we just look at the games where he started the game and finished the game, so we're going to take out the game where he ended up getting injured and subsequently missed the next couple of weeks where he only had, I think, like three touches. If we look at those games and then extrapolate it, so those nine games, take that out to a 16-game pace, he was on pace for 202 carries, 920 rushing yards, 113 targets, 94 catches, 712 receiving yards, and 5 total touchdowns. In full PPR leagues with those numbers, that would have slotted him in at RB4 right ahead of James Robinson. Now, obviously, we can't just live in the past and look at all the things that he has done or was going to do. If we look at the 2021 season, everything the Chargers have done up to this point in the offseason has lined up really well in favor for Austin Ekeler to, again, repeat as a top five running back as long as he's able to stay healthy. If we look at what they did with the offensive line, they took a left tackle with their first pick in Rashawn Slater. They brought in Matt Filer and Corey Linsley to solidify the offensive line. And then they didn't do anything in terms of bringing in competition for him in the backfield. They brought in six-rounder Larry Roundtree. We saw what Joshua Kelly was able to do or not able to do might be the better way of putting it. We saw him flash the beginning of the season. Then we saw him really fall off. He was getting outplayed by Kalen Ballage at the end of the year. And they didn't do anything of significance to give him any competition. Whenever he finishes that top five running back in 2019, he did it on like 130 carries. So he's already shown us that he doesn't need to be this every down bell cow who's going to go out there and get 80% of the carries. He doesn't need to do that. Where he is super productive and where a lot of his fantasy potential comes from is in the receiving game. Well, if we look what the Chargers did there, they didn't do anything spectacular there either. They brought in Josh Palmer, who whenever the Chargers drafted him was a little bit of a surprising pick. Not too many people had him going that high, but they got rid of Hunter Henry. Yes, they brought in Jared Cook, 47-year-old Jared Cook. I don't think he's going to come in and be a key piece of this offense. Trey McKitty, they also drafted in the same round that they took Josh Palmer, but he's not going to be a huge part of this offense as a rookie either. So his carries, safe. His target volume, safe. In the games that Herbert and Ekeler played together, Ekeler was averaging, I think it was like 7.8 targets per game. Again, those targets aren't going anywhere. We should not be surprised at all if Austin Ekeler is second in targets on this team behind Keenan Allen. I think Mike Williams, we've seen him get some hype a little bit recently here at the beginning of July, saying that they expect him to play a big part in this offense. But I don't see him all of a sudden coming out and just being this massive target hog. Then the other thing going in favor here for Austin Ekeler is the defense. That defense should be back, should be healthy, should be a top 10 unit. That's going to help keep them in positive game scripts. That's also going to put the ball in the offense's hands. And again, it's Austin Ekeler in that backfield. Is he going to handle every touch? No, but he doesn't have to. Like I said, 2019, RB4, RB5, and he did that on less than 140 carries. I think, like I said, with his pace that he was on last year, was over 200 carries. I think he probably finishes somewhere in the middle there, somewhere between 150 to 200 carries. Targets are what's going to vault him up to that top five's place. And if we look at the top five running backs over the past 3 years, so obviously we're looking at 15 running backs, over half of them had at least 80 targets. Austin Ekeler is only one of a handful of running backs who has that as a high level of outcome. You know, I mean, you're obviously looking at guys like McCaffrey, Kamara, Barkley, and then Austin Ekeler is right up there with the rest of them. So all those things taken into consideration, Ekeler is, I think, locked in as a top five option. He has been rising up draft boards recently, but you're still able to get him at the back half of the back end of the first round. I don't see that rising up too much further. He's currently going as RB9. His ADP is right around that 11-12 spot. So I think that is a really good value, obviously, because I have him as a top five running back. And he is one of the guys that I am absolutely targeting and smashing that draft button on if I'm drafting at the end of the first and he's sitting there. So that's all I got for you guys today. Let me know. Drop a comment. Do you agree? Do you disagree? Let me know your thoughts. Hit that subscribe button, and I will talk to you all soon.
Without the ones like you, who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you, with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Craig is usually a fan of water cooler talk, but it's draft season, and that's all anyone wants to talk about. The Athletic has loads of articles about this year's draft, but Greg doesn't have The Athletic, so now he's filling up his water bottle in the bathroom sink, which, to remind you, is the sink people use after they use the bathroom. Get The Athletic and get the info you need to speak draft fluently.